Dr. James Wilson, examining heart sounds from the Texas Heart Institute at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital.
Acquired ventricular septal defects occur roughly day 3 to day 7 after a non-reperfused myocardial infarction. They're more common after anterior infarct and more deadly after inferior infarcts. Similar to congenital ventricular septal defect, we'll hear a high-frequency holosystolic murmur that's heard best between the left sternal border and the apex. Unlike mitral regurgitation, as we move from the apex to the axilla, the murmur will dissipate. Most of these patients will have signs of pulmonary congestion or maybe hemodynamically unstable. As we inch across the sternum in this patient with an acquired ventricular septal defect, you hear the murmur become louder as we move towards the left sternal border and apex. In addition, as we move to the apex, an audible inflow rumble is present. Due to the sheer volume of blood moving across this defect, the volume of blood flowing across the mitral valve creates turbulence. This creates the sound known as a third heart sound or an inflow rumble.
Podcasts, heart sounds, downloads, and audiovisual materials, visit the Texas Heart Institute website at texasheart.org/heartsounds.